We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining me now, Kevin McAlpin of the Braves Radio Network, as we talk some baseball. Big series gets underway tonight in South Philadelphia as the Phillies host the Atlanta Braves. Braves first place in National League East. Phillies just a game and a half behind in second. And, Kevin, we've seen the Braves a lot this season, the Phillies fans have, and they've been impressive against the Phillies. They've really been impressive against everyone else. I don't know that anyone anticipated they'd be leading the division at this point, but what's keyed their success?
Well, Matt, you know, it's a team that's got a really nice balance of veteran leaders, like guys like Nick Markakis, Tyler Flowers, of course, Freddie Freeman as well. But they've really been energized by the youth that have come up. Ozzie Albies, who got his feet wet last year. And then, you know, you've got Ronald Acuna, who at 20 years old is, the phenom in the organization. So it's really been fun to see. This has been a total team effort, Matt. And it may sound like a cliche, but they're getting these wins, and it's somebody different every single night. So I really think there's a good balance in the clubhouse. Obviously, it all starts with starting pitching, which I think has exceeded a lot of expectations, at least through the first couple of months of the season.
And yesterday, the Braves won a game where they were down big in the ninth inning, scored five times to win it. And wins like that are the types of wins that young teams get that really help them start to believe that, hey, you know what, we can be in this.
And they are. I mean, they truly believe that, a win like yesterday, coming on the road against a good Phillies ball club the next 3 days, and then they go to Boston this weekend. So it's a much different feel getting on that plane yesterday after a win like that. Let's be honest, the last few years, they probably would have just said, you know what, let's get out of town, let's get on the plane, and let's get out of here, and we'll go get them tomorrow. But that's not the mentality this team has. This team goes out, they're a hard 27 outs, they play hard for Brian Snitker. It's really remarkable. Looking at the 2 years since Brian Snitker has managed this ball club, 43 wins in their final at-bat. So this team, it may sound like a broken record, but they never quit. They keep fighting for that 27th out. And, again, this is a team that whether they're down five or up five in the ninth, they're going to keep trying to put the pressure on opposing teams.
Who are some Braves that bring hot bats into this series?
Well, Freddie Freeman, he likes swinging the bat here in Philadelphia. I guess that everybody else in the National League East can say the same thing when Freddie comes to town. You know, the guy to keep an eye on, Matt, has been Nick Markakis. He has really very quietly led the National League in hitting. I think that there's a chance he could make his first career All-Star appearance this year, and that'd be a great story for Nick after 13 years in the big leagues. So Nick's really been, a big part of this offense. You know, he's hitting behind Freddie Freeman. Not your prototypical cleanup guy, because he doesn't necessarily have the power there, but a guy that puts the ball in play. He's a multi-hit game machine, extra bases, left and right. So Nick Markakis is the guy to me that has really been, as Brian Snitker calls him, a boring pro. But keep an eye on Markakis in the middle of the order here in the next couple of days.
Mike Foltynewicz will get the start on the mound for the Braves. And this is a young right-hander that's been quite impressive. What have you seen getting the chance to watch him every fifth day?
Well, you know, Matt, the stuff's there. He's got an electric fastball, a really sharp breaking ball. To me, it's between the ears with Mike Foltynewicz. You know, he's got the stuff to be a dominant starting pitcher. But at times, if things don't go his way, you know, if there's a ball in the outside corner, he may not get called, or a leadoff double. Sometimes that spirals on him at times. It's something that he's really been working hard on, is he's kind of slowing the game down, not letting those little things derail him at times. But, again, he's got the stuff to be a dominant starting pitcher. And, again, when you're talking about the Braves, it all starts with the starting rotation. So, Folty's done a nice job. You know, you're going to see Luis Gohara, hard-throwing left-hander on the mound in the finale on Wednesday. He is a guy that I'm really excited about. Easy 98-99 from the left side. So, again, the Braves are going to be led by their starting pitching, which to this point has really done a nice job.
Kevin McAlpin of the Braves Radio Network joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get a scout of this Atlanta squad, which is in town to open a three-game series with the Phillies tonight at Citizens Bank Park. Kevin, as always, thanks for the time and insight.
You got it. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.